Welcome to EY India Insights podcast. I'm Pallavi, and we're thrilled to introduce our new podcast series of tech trends for this year. Join us as we discuss the upcoming trends in tech landscape with our leading tech consulting partners. In today's episode, we delve into responsible AI. As we navigate the Gen AI revolution, it becomes crucial for us to emphasize responsible AI. By prioritizing responsible AI, it ensures ethical contribution, transparency, and accountability. To dive deeper into this topic, we're joined by Karthik Shinde, our EY India Cybersecurity Consulting Partner. With over 20 years of experience, Karthik is a leader in cybersecurity for financial service clients, ensuring robust information security strategies for banks and financial institutions. Thank you, Karthik, for joining us today, and welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Pallavi. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you. To start off, we see there's a lot of hype around AI, and the concerns about its potential misuse are also growing. What are the biggest risks associated with the rise of generative AI, and why is building trust so crucial?
Great question, Pallavi. And I'll list down some of the biggest risks. So the first one is around misinformation and fake content. I think we all have seen generating content on, using Gen AI is as easy as writing the right prompt. But the same thing can be used like a deepfake technology. It poses a significant risk in propagating misinformation. Deepfake videos and images can be indistinguishable from real ones, leading to spread of false information and manipulation of public opinion. For instance, deepfake videos of public figures, political figures, or celebrities saying or doing things they never actually did could influence public perception or even disrupt political processes. The second concern is around privacy. And, Gen AI or malicious use thereof can threaten privacy by generating fake personas or by creating fabricated content that invades individuals' privacy. For example, AI algorithms can be used to generate fake social media profiles with realistic images and information, which could then be used for doing something like an identity theft or even social engineering attacks. The third one is around potential for malicious use. Now, if we look at tools like ChatGPT, they've put enough guardrails around the model to make sure that, there is no one who can craft a malicious output out of the entire app. In the initial days, there were people who could, craft a prompt which could generate probably a well-sounding, convincing phishing email. But then as over time, I think that has something that has been curbed. But over time, what has also happened is the evolution of, malicious GPTs that have come into picture. Now these, malicious, generative AI models can be exploited for malicious purposes, like for example, creating forged documents, impersonating individuals, crafting convincing phishing emails, writing, exploits for, certain vulnerabilities that exist in, in products and organizations. And the other, example could be an AI-generated text for writing those highly convincing phishing emails that tricks users into revealing sensitive information or even downloading malware. Hence, I think building trust is crucial because trust is fundamental for the widespread adoption and acceptance of AI technologies. Without trust, people may be hesitant to interact with AI systems or may even actively resist their implementation, which could impede the realization of their potential benefits. Building trust also requires transparency, accountability, and responsible use of AI technologies to mitigate the risks associated with their misuse. And at EY, we have the entire Trusted AI Framework, which has the entire Trusted AI Solution Lifecycles, which actually helps our clients implement responsible AI, technologies and solutions that can be rolled out, taking into consideration all the risks that we just talked about.
Thank you, Karthik, for this valuable inputs. Now, could you explain to us what is the difference between the traditional AI and the new wave of generative AI? And adding to that, what makes the new wave of Gen AI more powerful and potentially riskier?
Yeah, and I think AI is not something new. I think it's taken shape and form, very recently with the advent of Gen AI modules. But if you really look at something like traditional AI and how it evolved, it typically involved supervised or unsupervised learning algorithms that could analyze data and make predictions or decisions based on a predefined rule or pattern, right? Example could be a chatbot, which is very, very specific and tailored to a particular topic, like, say, help desk systems or recommendation system. It could either be an image classifier or natural language processing modules. Generative AI, on the other hand, goes beyond the traditional AI by creating new content, such as images, videos, text, that mimics human-like creativity. Unlike traditional AI, which focuses on analyzing existing data, generative AI can generate entirely new content based on learned patterns and associations. Now, examples, on the flip side could include, deepfake videos, text generation models, and image synthesis algorithms. I think what makes it more powerful and riskier, to your earlier question, is its ability to create highly realistic content, which makes it more powerful, but more riskier as well. And while traditional AI systems were constrained by the data they were trained on and the predefined rules or algorithms they follow, generative AI has the potential to create content that is indistinguishable from reality, leading to concerns about its misuse for deception, manipulation, and other malicious purposes.
Thank you, Karthik. Adding to the previous question, could you explain the concept of risk-based regulation and how it could be applied to different AI applications?
Risk-based regulation involves assessing the potential risks associated with AI applications and implementing regulations or guidelines accordingly. Now, this approach recognizes that not all AI applications pose the same level of risk and that regulatory measures should be tailored to address specific risks based on factors such as potential impact on individuals, society, or the environment. So, for example, a high-risk AI application, such as the AI used in autonomous vehicles or AI used in medical devices or diagnosis systems, may be subject to a stricter regulatory requirement, which includes testing, certification, and ongoing monitoring to ensure safety, reliability, and ethical use. In contrast, low-risk applications, such as probably a recommendation algorithm in an e-commerce platform, may be subject to less stringent regulatory oversight, allowing for innovation, flexibility, while still addressing potential risks such as bias, discrimination, or privacy violations.
Thank you, Karthik. Now, shifting gears a bit, we would like to talk about human-centered design and ethical consideration in AI development and deployment. Why do you think these aspects are so crucial in shaping responsible AI solutions?
So, human-centered design emphasizes the importance of designing AI systems with the end user in mind, taking into account their needs, preferences, and values. By involving users in the design process and considering their feedback and perspectives, AI systems can be better tailored to meet their needs and expectations. Second, around the ethical considerations in AI development and deployment, that involves ensuring that AI systems are designed and deployed in ways that prioritize fairness, transparency, accountability, and respect for human rights. This includes addressing biases, ensuring transparency and explainability, and safeguarding privacy and data security throughout the AI lifecycle. Now, an important point is around the whole human-centered design and ethical considerations that are also very crucial for building responsible AI solutions that not only perform effectively, but also align with societal values and norms. By incorporating these aspects into the design and development process, AI systems can gain user trust and acceptance, thereby reducing the risk of unintended consequences or harm and contribute to positive societal outcomes.
Thank you, Karthik. Now, we see that technology and data quality controls play a significant role in mitigating these risks. Could you also explain the importance in ensuring the reliable AI outputs?
Sure. So, technology and data quality controls play a significant role in mitigating risks associated with AI. This is done by ensuring the integrity and reliability of the data used for training and decision making. Now, this process involves implementing processes and mechanisms to assess and improve the data quality, detect and correct biases, and validate the performance and accuracy of AI models. Examples of technology and data controls include, you know, data pre-processing techniques to remove noise and outliers, bias detection algorithms to identify and mitigate biases in training data, and model interpretability techniques to enhance transparency and explainability of AI decisions.
Thank you, Karthik. Now, lastly, considering the challenges that AI creates, how do you see AI addressing some of these issues? For instance, using AI to detect and remove biases in other AI systems, what are your thoughts on this potential solution?
Yeah, so now we are trying to do everything with AI, right? So AI can be leveraged to address some of these challenges associated with its own deployment, such as biases and fairness concerns. Now, by analyzing patterns in data and decision-making process, you could actually write AI algorithms that can detect and mitigate biases in AI system itself, thereby promoting fairness, transparency, and accountability. For example, a fairness-aware machine learning technique can be used to identify and mitigate biases in AI algorithms used for tasks such as probably hiring, lending, or even criminal justice decision-making, helping to ensure fair and equitable outcomes for all individuals. Potential solution could be, while AI holds promise in addressing bias and promoting fairness in AI systems, it's important to recognize that it's not a panacea. Human oversight and intervention are still essential to ensure that AI systems are used ethically and responsibly. Additionally, ongoing research and collaboration are needed to develop and implement effective strategies for detecting and mitigating biases in AI systems across different domains and applications.
Thank you, Karthik. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your valuable insights on the responsible AI. It's been an enlightening conversation for me and to all our listeners.
Thank you, Pallavi.
And on that note, thank you to all our listeners and joining us for this episode of Tech Trends series. Stay tuned for more discussion on the latest in tech trends. Until then, if you would like us to cover any specific topic for discussion, please feel free to share it with us on our website or mail to us on markets.eyindia@in.ey.com. Thanks for tuning in and goodbye.